Egypt's Shura Council, or Upper House of Parliament, passed Thursday a new electoral law to regulate parliamentary elections. The legislation paved the way for President Morsi to announce the date of the elections in several stages beginning April 27th. As a response to Morsi's latest presidential decree, many Egyptians took to the streets on Friday to oppose his decision. Demonstrators vowed to escalate their protests if Egypt's presidency doesn't meet the demands and objectives of the 2011 January revolution.
Should the president neglect our demands, we will call for a civil disobedience from Aswan to Alexandria. We don't feel any change since the revolution.
In essence, the protest also calls for the dissolution of the Muslim Brotherhood and the trial of the corrupt security officials who played a pivotal role in killing peaceful protesters. Among other demands were the dismissal of the prosecutor general and the immediate release of all political detainees from prison. The protesters also declared their dissatisfaction with the president's decision to hold the parliamentary elections despite the clear state of polarization in the country.
Under Morsi's rule, we are seeing oppression, terrorism, and violent acts against the dignity and the national pride of the Egyptian nation.
On another front, prominent opposition leader Mohamed El-Baradei stated on his Twitter account that Morsi's decision to go for parliamentary elections amid steep divisions is a recipe for disaster.
Observers say the election comes at a time when Egypt is gripped by unrest, insecurity, and a crippling economic crisis. And while the country is deeply divided between Morsi's mainly Islamic stream supporters and a secular-led opposition. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.